Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's a happy Monday to everyone out there. This is George Gamond, and I'm going to see if I can... Uh-oh, here we go again. The music doesn't end, but I'll be right back. So hang in there. I got a couple callers. I'm going to set up the show, but I'm going to have to stop using this music thing. It's not working, but hold on. I'll be right back. I'm not going far. You can hear me still. Click back into the studio. Yes. What we're going to do... Okay, let me... The lead into the show today was all about... Whoa, this is really bad. The lead into the show was all about trusting your soul, or trusting the soul. And I thought I'd get into that a little bit today and how to do that. Now I've got callers and I do soul readings. But, you know, you talk to psychics all the time. A lot of people do. You know, usually people are on that call in, talk to a lot of other shows, and they talk to other psychics. And, you know, I understand that because of listening to other shows. Some of the people I know that listen to my show call in and ask questions. So how do you know? How do you know that your soul, that's a positive or a negative, your soul is agreeing with what's being told to you? I mean, not your ego might. Your ego might be, that sounds really good. You know, I'm getting a job next week. But does your soul really agree with that? And so that's what I'm going to teach today. It's a little bit about that and areas where you can connect with. And I learned this in school, in hypnotherapy school, and metaphysical school, and all kinds of places like that. So we'll do that. We'll get into that. Let me take a call. I got somebody. Somebody else didn't. They went away. Okay, that's fine. Oh, and we'll do that. I got some articles for you. And some of the articles I thought were really appropriate on how to use this ability to listen to your soul and get an answer from your soul, and using the body as a way of a mechanism of being able to get answers, and generally in a yes or no manner. So in a sense, we're all psychic. We're all psychic. We're all intuitive. We all have a connection that we can rely on for what we want. Okay? So let me take a call, and we'll jump into that whole thing about what I was trying to train and help you understand, and let my spirit guides work on it too, because they do a better job of explaining it than I do. So let me take a call. Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, and whom am I speaking to?
Oh, this is Evelyn.
How is Evelyn today? And it's a Monday, isn't it? It's still Monday, right?
It is still Monday.
Yeah, all day, right? So what's going on with Evelyn?
Yeah, unfortunately.
So what's going on with Evelyn?
Oh, kind of knowing what my soul's trying to tell me or not trying to tell me, or kind of wanting to know what's going on there. I'm kind of wanting interested in that.
So what a particular area of your life are you most concerned about? I mean, your soul could be telling you a lot of things. Don't eat those donuts. Yeah. You know what I mean? Or drive slower.
Well, I'm kind of more into the career, finances, you know.
I have a great article on that too. So if you listen a little bit later, I'll get into this article about how negative emotions can affect your finances.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yeah, I'm going to get into that. And I've been reading a lot about that and investments and all that sort of thing. So what's your soul? Let me see, Evelyn. Right, what's your day and month of birth? That helps me to connect with you a little better. Not year, I don't care about year. You're a 926. I keep getting, are you Virgo? No, you're a Libra. Yeah, Libra. Ah, you got Virgo in you, though. That's what I hear. So there must be some Virgo. Some Virgo in you, right? You kind of an organized person?
Yes, I am.
But you know what I get about you? Now, this is not exactly what you're looking for, but I'll give this to you. This is I'm reading you, and I read people. So I read, like, Spirit's telling me about you, and they're telling me that you're not as organized as you'd like to be sometimes.
Okay? Well, that's true. When you get organized, I go, I can be, but I'm not always.
Okay, but here's the deal. What I am reading about that is, don't worry about it. You're conscientious. Don't worry about that stuff. Stop fussing over those things, okay? Stop fussing over the things that you're really not ready to change in your life. Finances, what do you mean by career? I'm trying to think what you mean by career.
Well, I have a job. I do it, and it's like I've been at it for quite a while, but it's not my favorite thing to do. And then I was looking for a part-time job, trying to find something to do there to get ahead of expenses.
Well, here's the word I hear about you. Here's the word I hear about that. And before you said, yeah, it's okay. I like my job. It's okay. And this is kind of interesting in the part-time thing. Make it play. Find something that you would love to do, even if it's on a part-time basis. It's not, it's about the money, but more than the money, it's something that you do that brings a smile to your face. Okay? Your soul wants you to play, even at work, even what you're doing, even if you're doing something that in a sense, and I really feel like it's not about being metaphysical or spiritual or healing people. I don't get that. It's not necessarily doing something that brings a smile on somebody's face when you're doing it, and particularly yours, but somebody else too. And the picture they show me, and this is not the job you should be doing. This is just an example of what they mean by that and what your soul means by that. You know, if you work for a place, so you work for a bakery or work someplace where you gave something to somebody that they really wanted to have, you know that they would enjoy what you're serving them or offering them. You would bring a smile to your face and you'd bring a smile to their face. Right?
Right.
I don't know why they call me a bakery. I don't know. Do you like to bake?
I grew up in a bakery business. My parents.
Oh, that's funny. That's why they're showing me that, because when you give something that you know that person's going to enjoy, they're excited because they're going to enjoy it, and you kind of enjoy being able to share that joy with them, right?
Right.
So I think what they're saying to you and your soul saying to you is, whatever you choose to do, and it's your choice, make sure there's some pleasure that goes with it, that you can smile by serving other people in some way. Okay?
Yes, I understand that. I just don't know what it is.
Well, you'll find it. Now, see, okay. And then if you listen to the rest of the show, get a little bit into that, because that's really listening to your soul, and it's really kind of getting the yeses or noes. If you go through the list of jobs that you want to do or things you want to do, you can get it quickly, yes or no. No, that ain't going to work. That's going to work. That's going to work. That's going to work. Yeah. You know, it's a little bit of research is always necessary. It may not come to you instantly, but what they're saying too is, as you see other people do things, jobs, occupations, read about it, watch it on TV, you know, whatever they're doing, you can immediately get a yes or no. Hey, that would work for me. I'd like to do that. Or no, I can't. I never want to do that, right?
Right.
You know, like garbage collector. I don't think that's me, right?
Right.
a police officer. Nah, that's not me. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not a citizens on patrol here. I'm not a vigilante by part-time job, right?
Right.
So, yeah, it's about just being aware of what other people are doing and then respond to that and go, yeah, I could do that. I'd like to do it. It's really about knowing, as you get that from your soul, you get a knowing, yeah, I could even do that better than they do it. You ever have that feeling? I could do that better than they do it.
Yes, I probably have, yes.
Because I would go into a restaurant and I would wait to be seated at a restaurant. And I go, I could organize this better than they're organizing this. This is, you know, I could do a better job of managing this than that person. I know I could.
That's
so
true. Yes, I have had those feelings.
So go with those feelings. And then if you're looking for something part-time or even moving into another full-time position, look for those feelings of, yeah, I could do that better than them. Or as good as or better than them. I really would like to do that. You know, I jump in there and let me jump in and take over, okay? Jump in
right.
And take over. I've had those jump in and take over, and then you kind of back off and you go, ooh, no, I can't do that. Not now. You know, I don't want to step on somebody's toes. I could be a better waiter than him, right? Not that you want to be a waiter, but and then find out which one responds the most to you, which one feels the best as you're going through these. Get it?
Right.
And you'll narrow it down really quickly. But it's awareness. Is that what, you know what I mean? It's an awareness. If you're looking for something, be aware. Because just reading ads online, even if you read an ad, does that feel good? You know, you read about an ad or a job and you go, yeah, that feels good. Doesn't feel good. Yeah, that I could see myself. But it's better to watch somebody and see what they do. Because in your day-to-day activities, unless you're snowed in and you can't go anywhere, you have an opportunity to see people and what they do.
Right. Well, but then that's just it. Sometimes with the soul, I am looking for a part, like right now I'm looking for, well, whether it becomes a part-time job to a full-time job, it depends if it's something I like. But even then, you just go through the things on the internet online and you just go, there's nothing that connects with you. And then, even when you think something does, it's sort of like you're hesitant about it.
Okay, well, let me give you an exercise, and this is for everybody to do, because this is a great exercise, okay? And it's from a book by Pam Grout, who's a great writer, and she wrote a book called E Squared and E Cubed, and she wrote a lot of books before that had nothing to do with metaphysics or spirituality, but this is about connecting with the universe. So what I would say to you, and I was going to mention this in the show anyway, challenge the universe or challenge God. That sounds kind of, ooh, challenge God, but yeah, say to the universe, show me in 72 hours, 3 days, 72 hours, I'm going to limit, show me something that I would like to do, something that I can connect with. You may not do it, but at least you're getting an indication of, I'd like to do this. So say to the universe, show me in 72 hours something that I really could enjoy doing, occupation-wise, part-time or full-time, okay? And see what comes to you. But then forget about it for a while. Just forget about that you even asked. Forget about, and then something will pop in and you go, oh, yeah, that's it. I got, that's my answer. Cool.
Okay.
Got it? Try that.
I got it.
It's a great exercise. I've done it, and it works for me, and I'm sure it'll work for you. And you just don't put a lot of energy into it once you ask it. Does that make sense?
Right. I have heard that.
Go for it.
Yeah.
You'll get it. You'll find something. It'll resonate with you. It'll resonate with your soul. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
You too.
Bye.
Goodbye.
So I guess that's what a soul reading is all about. You know, it's about, and I was going to teach you guys, and I know you got some callers and they've been holding for a while. I was going to teach you something I learned in school and through my years of metaphysical practice and hypnotherapy practice and all that sort of thing on how to do it. And it's about listening to your body, because your body responds to your soul. And if you can get that connection going, body and soul connection, and it's called an ideomotor response. And I'll just tease you with that idea, what an ideomotor response is. And it's getting that idea that your body, it's yes or no answer. So you don't have to wait for this complicated, you know, 3-page answer from yourself. I mean, if you get that, that's cool. And his voice speaks to you and goes, do this today. Well, okay, that would be cool. But yeah, for most people, aren't going to get that voice from heaven saying, do this today. It's more subtle. Most of it, and it's probably really being in tune to those subtle things, the soul to the body connections. And I use the index fingers, and I was taught this in school. You know, if you ask, and it takes a little while to get in tune with it. You can do this for everything in your life. You can go to the market and look at something and get a yes or no to it. Okay, well, I'll talk about that in a little minute. Let me talk to clients, you guys are listeners, not clients. Like you to be clients, but you're listeners. So, okay, let me take another call, and we'll talk a little bit more about ideomotor response. I use the index fingers. It's probably the easiest to develop, but there's other places on the body. You can use the chakras. You can use, you know, the big toe. It doesn't matter what you adjust to, but it's getting a response, a yes or no response from your soul. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Yelling at you.
This is Donna.
Hello.
This is Donna.
Donna, how's it going today?
Pretty good, thanks.
What's going on with
you?
Maybe
I can get a general reading. That'd be great.
Oh, I don't know if I do. Oh, let me just tell you what your soul wants to tell you.
Okay,
for
great.
This week thing. This is not forever. Oh. This is not for the 20 years of your 30, 40 years of your life to go. This is about this week, what your soul wants you to do. And generally, these are pretty, they're not as specific as they are just what will make you feel good this week.
Okay.
It's about feeling good, isn't it? Don't you want to feel good all the time?
Of course.
Like 24/7?
Yeah. That would be wonderful.
So it's all about feeling good. here's the word I get for you. The word is pamper. No, pampers are not, I'm not talking about diapers, okay? I'm talking about you pampering yourself this week. It's looking for little things that you can do that make you feel good this week. You know, it's like getting the nails done, getting a massage, getting a pedicure. It's buying that little thing for yourself that you've been putting off that you wanted to buy. And you say, oh, I shouldn't spend money on that, but do it. You know, it's like rewarding yourself. You got to reward yourself in little things this week, not big things necessarily. You don't have to go out and buy a Jaguar this week, cat, the car, not the cat. If you want to buy a Jaguar cat, that might be a little more difficult. But it's the little things that you can do every day this week that you go, that felt good to do that today. I haven't done that in a long time. So it's a pamper yourself week in some ways. Every day find something, you know, like, oh, wow, going to order something like at a restaurant. You go, you know, I haven't had that in a long time. I know it's a little heavy on the calories, but you know what? I deserve it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's about feeling good this week. It's about doing little things for yourself that you normally wouldn't do in your day-to-day activities. You know, it's like they remind me, like it's a person that says, you know what? I'm going to take a break from work this week. And I'm just going to go take myself to the movies because I really wanted to see this movie and I keep putting it off.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
Things like that.
So,
yeah.
Right.
You know, I've been thinking about buying this music however you buy it, you know, iTunes, you know, CD, whatever you buy. And I'm going to buy this for myself because I really love this music and I've been putting it off.
Oh, okay.
It's something little. Look for little things that you can do for yourself to pamper yourself this week.
Okay, I'll do that.
That's what they're trying to tell me to do, and it's because you want to feel good. It's about feeling good. You know, you always, everybody's got a lot of problems. Problems like the problems will be there.
Yeah.
But sometimes when you feel better about yourself, and this is the law of attraction thing. I don't know what I'm telling you this. When you feel better, answers for problems flow to you. When you're feeling bad, you cut off the flow of good answers or good solutions. But if you feel good, you tap into that energy of solution.
Right.
So if you got any problems,
that makes sense.
So go for it. Just go for it.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you very
You're
much.
Welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. And that's good advice for everybody. You know, in general, why not just go out and pamper yourself this week? Do little things that feel really good to you. Anybody else have any questions or thoughts on this? Let me go back to what I was discussing. Anybody wants to practice with me about this, we can do this. It's idiomotor responses. It's trusting, learning to trust the soul on questions. And the idiomotor response is, you can start off really simple, and it's with your index finger. Right index finger, if it goes up in the air, is a yes. If the left index finger goes up in the air, it's a no. Or you can ask your body, okay, show me no or show me yes. And it's a feeling. It's like it could be your chakras. Like if it's a yes, maybe your heart chakra lights up and it goes, whoa, yes, it's a yes, it's a yes. Or if it's a no, maybe your base chakra or your second chakra kind of goes, no. So however, I use the fingers because it's the easiest thing and I can do that while I'm, I mean, you can use a pendulum for that matter, but we're going to stick with the body. So if you ask yourself a very question, easy question about yourself or a friend, or let's say your significant other's name is Bill. Okay, and then you ask yourself, is my significant other's name Ralph? And he goes to no, and my finger automatically goes up to no. You know, it just pops up. It pops up in the air, and you practice this, or you practice some other part of your body to ask for yes or no's. And you would ask the question, is my significant other's name is Bill? And your right index finger would just pop up. And the more you practice it, yes or no, you go to the market, you look at different things, and should I buy this? And it goes, no. Then you learn to trust, because that's about trust. If you go ahead and buy it anyway, and you don't like it later, you go, oops, I should have listened. No, that was a no. And if you get a yes and you buy it and you still don't like it, you go, well, maybe I'm not tuning in well enough yet. I got to practice this thing. I got to practice this. Then you buy stuff and you go, oh, wow, that's really good. I like that. Then you're connecting with your soul because your soul is feeding back to you This is not necessarily about being the psychic, but it's really more about tuning into your soul and letting your soul answer you through your body. Does that make sense? I don't know. Anybody want to practice with me? Call in and practice? Or, yeah. If you want, I do. I have people I wanted to do readings, and they would just ask me to do yes or no's. Okay, so if you want to write a yes or no question, I'll give you a yes or no answer based on my fingers. Or you could do that, or we could do it together. And so if somebody gives you an answer psychically, and you pay attention to your own body and your own soul, and you get a contrary answer, then you have to look at it and go, eh, maybe there's something there. But if you're in harmony with their question, so I want somebody to ask me a question, either call in or in the chat room, and we'll play a little bit on that, okay? So think about it. Just a really simple question where it's a yes or no answer. I'll give you an answer. You get your answer and see if we're in harmony together about that. Does that make sense? You following me? People in the chat room are going, what in the heck is he talking about? It's about your own feelings. Because let me give you an example. I'll just throw this example out there. You could ask me, am I going to meet a new partner in the near future? And if I get a yes, okay, and you instinctively through your own idiomotor, your body says yes, then we're kind of in harmony and maybe there's some stuff going on there. But if I say no and your body says yes, then maybe you want to listen to yourself instead of me or another psychic. Because you're listening to your own soul. And if we both get no, then maybe there's a no there. So, but it's practice. It's just practice. It works. It does work. I rely on it all the time. Oh, that's cool. I like that one. Red light, green light. Yeah. Now, when I was young, I like that red light, green light. You see colors? You actually see colors. Now, that would be cool, red light, green light, colors. I see the red, I see the green, I read the red, red, green, red, green, red, green. Set of words. Sometimes we're better with colors and feelings than we are with words. Does that make sense? Because our soul works from feelings and emotions. And our soul works from feelings and energy more so than just actual words sometimes. So that's why the fingers and the things and the red light, green light. Murky. If you get purple, right? Red light, green light. If you get green, if you get yellow, then it's a... Hey, try that. Try the yellow light. Or yellow lights are somewhere in between, right? You get a red light, no. Green light, yes. Yellow light, not quite there yet, you know? Could try that. That's cool. I like that. That's a good one to pass on. So I hope you do that with your friends. And you can listen to other people and say, now, when I was telling you this, what did you get? Red light, green light. I'm going to ask you that. I'm going to put you on spot. You know, I've been talking about all this stuff. What did you get? Red light, green light. She's going, I don't know. Okay, so where am I going with this? I just kind of went off on a tangent here. No, I didn't, you know. See, green light, cool. See, but I've been using my fingers I don't use the middle finger, though. I use the index finger. So the little middle finger could get you in trouble. Like the two middle fingers, that could get you in trouble. You know, yes, and you're flipping everybody off. Or even no, and you're flipping everybody off. Okay, I'm playing. We're having some fun. So I have some fun this week. So what am I doing? I was going to do some articles. I'm going to take some callers. If you want to call in or ask questions, we can do a little bit of yes, no's and red light, green light. I was going to joke about that because when I was a kid, there was used to be a show on TV. I think it was called Sheriff John or something like that. And it was in the afternoons, and it was encouraging. It was for young people, of course. And they used to play a game, red light, green light, with milk. You know, get your glass of milk, and we're going to do the red light, green light. Green light, you drink the milk. Red light, you put it down. Green light, red light, red light, green light. You know, just get the kids kind of sloshing the milk around it all over their bodies, right? Now, I wasn't quite that bad, but that's good. So when I got older in my teens and late teens, and this is admitting something that I probably shouldn't admit, we used to do that with wine or beer. Red light, green light. You get a glass of beer. Okay. And somebody would be the monitor and go, green light, red light, green light, red light. So that's a cool idea. So try that if that works for you. I appreciate my caller for doing that. So let me get into an article I was going to talk about, and we're going to relate that to the soul in some, and it's about how negative emotions play a role in wealth. Ooh, I was going to do an Abraham quote. Nah, we'll get back to that maybe. And we'll let Bob talk to you, my spirit guides. It's a group. So when, what I would say is if I'm reading something to you, and if it makes sense, listen to your body. Listen to that idiomotor response that you get, that feeling, that emotion, you know, either the physical response, a yes or no. So how negative emotions play a role in your life? And in wealth. If you're looking to revamp your finances and life overall in the coming year, learn how to overcome negative thoughts and emotions for a better life. Wealth is not just it's not just money, it's friends, family, health, and love. Tapping into wealth in your life is not an easy task, but is worth this effort. Get real. I like this. Get real. Get real with yourself. What does wealthy really mean to you? Now, you could use this little response that I'm talking about. Be honest, list your misconceptions that you have. For example, do you believe that all people with money are evil? Now, you can do that yes or no. It, you know, let the soul respond to you what your belief system is. Do you really believe, what do I believe on this subject? Do I believe money is evil? Yes or no. Do you believe that money is the root of all sorts of injurious things, as the Bible would say, one translation of the Bible would say it that way? Discover what roots are for many misconceptions you may have. So you can go through that belief thing about money, and you can get yes or no to it. Yes or no, yes or no. This is what money gives me freedom. Do you agree with that? I'm going to go back to you guys. When I say money gives you freedom, do you get a yes or no to that? And we've been talking about idiomotor response, and people that jump in on the show, you kind of go, what is this man talking about? But I've trained myself and trained a lot of other people to use your body to respond to the soul in the sense of yes or no responses to questions. So, and without having to go back all over it, when your body says yes or no, or the feeling or emotion, you get a negative, you get a positive, and I use my index finger, yes being on the right index finger, no being the left index finger. So if I ask the question, do you believe that money gives you freedom, I get yes. I don't know what you get. What do you get? That question, does money give you freedom? Or I could even ask the question, is money a bad thing? Is having too much money a bad thing? Are rich people horrible people? Ooh, see, now I got a yes to that. Means there must be some rich people out there that are not very nice, right? So I have to work on that belief, because not all rich people are bad people. There are a lot of really wealthy, wealthy people that are very good people that do a lot of good works. So I have to look at my own belief system on that one, because I popped up the wrong. An answer that keeps me limited in my attitude about money, right? Okay, replace negative thoughts. Learn to replace negative thoughts with healthy thoughts, actions, or other uplift other mantras. What thoughts or feelings are holding you back? And that's basically the same thing. When we're talking about money or finance or whatever it might be, what are your beliefs that are holding you back? And then you can do the opposite. You can say money is, for example, money is an injurious thing and causes all kinds of problems. You could change that thought and create a mantra that you could say every day. Money will give me freedom. Money will allow me to help other people. Money will do this for me. The more money I have, the more generous I can be with other people. The more I can help other people, if that's what you want to do with it. Or the more money I have, the more traveling I can do, the opportunities to see more of the world. And then you can start visualizing that. Ooh, what would I do with money if I had more money? And or the thing about rich people are bad, you know, they're horrible, they're deceitful, they're cruel, they're vicious. Now, I'm sure there are people like that, that have a negative attitude about their attitude about money. Or you could say that there are a lot of really, really good people out there that have a lot of money. They're very generous, give a lot to charities that are taking their wealth and making it a benefit for society. It's not always black or white on a question like that one, right? There are a lot of good people. I mean, the Bill and Melinda Gates have a foundation which gives billions of dollars every year towards children's charities, helping children in different parts of the world. Okay, visualize success is the next point. I'll get back to the chat room in a minute and see if you want to play with me a little bit more or if you have a call on this, because this is kind of good stuff. And this, the whole thing was about trusting your soul. That's where the show was, I was going with this show, and it's really all about that. Learning to trust the answers from a repetitive listening to your soul, being your own intuitive about trusting things. So visualize success in all areas of life. Walking around downtrodden and entertaining failure would not only destroy your spirit, but morale, and will never move forward from the pit of despair unless you visualize favor and success. Okay, that was an awkward sentence. So it's really about starting to visualize what you would do with money, or visualize a being in a great relationship. You know, if you have the attitude, all men are jerks, and if you go around thinking all men are jerks, you know, all men, you know, have been hurt in the past, been in relationships that didn't work out. So you get this attitude that, or women, all women are jerks, right? All women are this, or all women are that, or all men are this, or all men are that. You know, I've heard it. I've heard it talking to people, clients, and just people in general. You know, men are jerks. If you have that belief system, that's what you're going to get in your life is jerks. You know that. Law of attraction. Think about men being jerks. You're going to get more jerks. That's where your focus is on, is jerks. What is a jerk, right? All men are pampered, spoiled creatures. You know, the stereotypes about men or women. But if you start to visualize a kind, generous, loving, sexual man who's interested in you and, you know, appreciates you and you appreciate him, if you look at the ultimate, I may not get exactly the ultimate, but at least you're going to focus your energy on, there are a lot of good men out there. They may be married, but there are a lot of good men out there. I'm just teasing. You know, there's a lot of good single men out there, right? Because if you say there's a lot of really, really good men out there, they might be married. And that's what you don't want, unless you want friends. Or maybe they have good friends. You know, because usually that's a whole different area of ideas. If you meet really good married men with great wives, and not that you want to steal the guy away, but he might have really good friends because good attracts good. You know, hang out with really good men that are married. I don't know why I'm going with this, but this is kind of an interesting concept. If you hang out with really good men and their wives, these guys usually have really good friends that are same value systems, because we attract people of our same value systems. And I never thought about this one before, and Spirit kind of got pushed me in this direction. I thought, that's a great idea. So if you're looking to meet a partner, hang out with couples or friends where the guy is really a great guy, great husband. You know, everybody's kind of have their, you know, problems, but for the most part, it's a really good guy. He's going to have really good friends, and hopefully a lot of single friends. And you're going to just kind of like, ooh, hook me up. I want to meet one of your friends because they probably are really nice too, like you, right? Got friends just like you. Oh, cool. How's your brother? You know, that sort of thing. Is he like you? No, he's the devil. No, I'm kidding. Okay, let me take a call. I'm playing a little bit here. But that's I think that's a really good piece of advice. But if you're trying to meet somebody, woman or man, find somebody who's a good person, even though they're married, because they're going to have good friends, generally. And it narrows the field down quickly, right? What do you think? You agree with me or disagree? I mean, yes or no. Well, how's that feel to everybody? Do you get a red light, green light, like my friend before, or do you get a yes or no to that one? What's your feeling on that? No big convoluted discussion. Just a yes or no. I want to hear from my guests in the chat room. Yes or no? Okay, we're playing, and I want to get you to focus on listening to your body, listening to the ideomotor response, listening to the red light, green light on stuff that says, yeah, that makes sense. No, that's crazy stuff. That's crazy talk. So let me take a call. Crazy talk, huh? Hello? Oops, wait a minute, didn't work. Hello?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you? Who am I speaking to?
Rosemaria. How are you?
Rosemaria, I'm doing well. What's going on with you today on this beautiful Monday?
I'm doing good. Trying to finish up my odds and ends, and that's about it. And I do agree about this whole thing, but
what's an odds and ends?
I'm like catching up on my things that I haven't done over the weekend.
I know what you mean. So what were you saying? I'm sorry. You, something about the soul thing. I didn't mean to overrun you on that one, but
okay. I agree with what you said about the soul thing. You trust your soul, but sometimes it doesn't work. Why is that?
It's your ego.
When you try to do something for yourself.
Well, because your ego is overrunning it. You're not listening to your soul. I mean, you're trying to listen to your soul, but you got some stuff going on in your life that's ego-based stuff, you know, survival stuff. And the survival stuff will take the road that isn't necessarily the soul road to it, okay? You know, you've heard
like
the story about – remember the story, that always the joke about the cartoons and stuff with the devil on one shoulder and the angel on the other shoulder, and they're going to make a decision?
That's what I'm dealing with. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the devil on your shoulder will yell louder than the angel on your shoulder.
Right.
So you got to learn to identify which voice you're listening to. I mean, that sounds a little schizophrenic, doesn't it? Oh, which voice in my head am I listening to today, right?
Whoa. Right. I do that.
Okay, so what's the problem?
And then I get mad because...
Okay, well, let me give you this, and maybe this will help a little bit. Sometimes it's timing. Sometimes it's just patience. Sometimes it's about,
true.
You know, it's like the expression I hear is that we can't run ahead of God. The things aren't in place for it to happen. You know, we want something like right now in the New York minute, now. And the alignment is not there for it to happen yet, you know. You say, I haven't met somebody today. I want to fall in love today, right? Well, you will, but it would be the wrong person because the real person is not there yet, right?
Right. It's like, I'll give you an example. Like, it's been 6 months, I've been away from there, and I'm, like, trying to rearrange it. I tried doing it, like, back in October. They never answered. Then a week ago, they answered. I'm like, you have to ship some stuff over or move them around for me because I don't want them in your possession anymore because I'm not coming back. This is not the guy that I'm interested in. Or send them wherever I need you to send them. And he goes, I'll call you next week. And I'm like, all right, that's it. Now I'm going to get mad. I'm like, and I tried calling today to see what the heck he did. No answer.
Okay, well, look, here's the other part of that. And this is the part we don't like always. We don't like this because we can't control other people. They have their own free will. And sometimes we can put our best intentions forward, and we can say we want something to happen. But if that person is not in alignment with your intention – it ain't going to happen. Nope, not going to happen. Because their energy field, and this is really kind of metaphysical law of attraction stuff, really, but their energy field is in a negative place, okay? And they're not hearing your request because you're coming from a different energy. It's like you're speaking two different languages. You're speaking two different energy languages.
Gotcha.
When they hear your words, they don't hear your intent. They hear their intent.
I think you picked up what I'm picking up because they don't want me to go that way. And it caused problems because I kind of figured, like, when I did it.
That's listening to your soul because you already said what your soul just told you, but you just kind of like, I don't know about that one.
Right, because I want to do it the right way and get it away from there, and I'm like, I'm doing the right thing, going the right direction, like you said, the right path, like the that devil and the angel part. And then today I'm like, that's it. I'm like, I'm going to be a little nasty. I'm like, if you don't do it, I'm like, there's going to be a phone call.
They're not listening to you. They're not hearing the language you're speaking.
Right.
Okay.
Got you. Gotcha.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you don't want to have to go down to their level of language.
Right.
But
it's not down that way. It's just like I'm doing it in a good way, meaning in good intention, meaning for the other one to grab it for me. You know what I mean?
Let me give you one more thought, and I'm going to move on because I have to move on time-wise.
Gotcha.
Sometimes you have to write your intention, write what you want versus speak it verbally. Some people have to read the words versus hear the words. Because reading, you have to focus on the words. And hearing, you only hear what? You only hear about 10% of what's being presented to you anyway.
You don't know how to read and write, so. Even if you write it all.
You got a problem. But, okay, you'll get there, dear.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Let's let you go. Bye now.
All right, thank you.
Bye. Yeah, that's a problem. Well, how's everybody in the chat room? You guys have a good week planned? Anything, any fun things this week? Oops, I'm trying to, wait a minute, go away now. Okay, bye everybody. No, I'm not leaving the show. So hello, my friends in the chat room. Hope everybody's having a great day. How's this idiomotor thing going with you to people who, yeah. Oh, people are chatting away. Okay, let me go back to the article I was reading. What was I doing? Oh, snow day. You know, I live near Los Angeles in beautiful Pasadena, California, and I'm going to make all you people on the East Coast jealous. Or maybe you love snow. Some people love cold weather, and I honor you for loving cold weather. But it's going to be about 70-something today. There's a chance of rain, but I don't think it's going to hit us. We really need the rain, but when you have beautiful blue skies in the low 70s, and it's just a gorgeous day, you kind of like rain, but this is kind of nice, too. I know you're going, arrrr. But, snow melts, it creates water, and water plants, makes everything green and, instead of brown and kind of yucky and, so rain's a good thing, or snow is a good thing. Just having to drive in it, it's not the good thing, right? Okay, let's go back to that article, and then we'll talk a little bit more. If you have any questions in the chat room, if you want to call in. That's a good idea. Yeah, taking the best out of a situation. In the chat room, they're saying they'd like to just, snow, take a couple of days, relax. It's an excuse, right? Oh, I can't go out in this weather. It's like, I can just relax and do something and have some fun with myself and whatever that is. I've gotten into baking or cooking lately. And it feels good to cook. I just ask my soul, do you want to cook? And he goes, whoa, yes, cook, yes. And make vegan kind of stuff or highly vegetarian type of stuff, right? I'm close to vegan. Not exactly. I do eat some fish, and I'll eat some eggs and that sort of thing. But I don't know why I admit these things. But so I want to cook and take recipes and make stuff that works for me. Oh, good me time. I love me time. Okay, let me get it back into the article. Fear of success. Some people are afraid of success. Ooh, that's not my fear. And let me go through this. And this is from this article on how negative emotions play a role in wealth. In fear of success, some people are afraid of success. Allowing this fear never allows you to appreciate the small wins in your life or enjoy anything else. If you live in fear, what life is that? Replace fear with healthy thoughts. And as I study this in school and I see this in other people, sometimes the fear of success comes from our parental units, our parents. And generally it's from the father. And it's usually about the fear of success is that I'll never achieve and be as good as my father, or I'm told that you will never succeed and be as good as your father, or you'll never be successful like me. You don't have the whatever's the components to be as successful as me. And it's kind of drummed in at an early age. Yeah, you're a loser. So the fear of success a lot of times will be the fear of exceeding what your father has accomplished because you've been told that you can't do that. You can't do that. You can't do that. You can't do that. So you have to change the thought pattern on that. That's just my father's opinion. I can be successful. I am a child of God. I am independent of my father. I may have learned some things from my father, and I appreciate what my father taught me, but I'm also an independent individual. I came here with my own agenda, my own purpose, and I can be successful. I could go way beyond my father. And you have to create that kind of mantra that I am not limited by my father's attitudes. Whoa, I like that one. I am not limited. I can go way beyond that. Now, mine is a fear of failure. That's my moral limit. If I do something and put a lot of energy in it, maybe I'll fail at it. And it won't go all the way I want it to. So why bother? That's a little bit of my, I have that little mindset, which I'm getting over. I'm working really hard, working at it, trying to create the mantra that I can just follow my soul, follow my essence, follow who I am to be successful. Because if I'm doing what I need to be doing, and if I'm doing what my soul wants to be doing, and it's about listening to your soul, then I should, then I can overcome that fear of failure. Because that would be, you know. But if you're listening to your ego, and I'm going to go on to this a little bit, because this is kind of like what I'm getting, and it's how I feel about this. If you're listening to your ego wants you to survive. And your ego, and after a few times of listening to your ego and taking jobs or occupations or career paths or whatever, or relationship paths, just the convenience of having what the ego says is survive, because you need money now, so go do this, right? You're going to fail because it's not in your soul. It's not in your heart. It's not who you are. So a fear of failure comes from listening to the ego, is what I'm kind of getting from spirit. A fear of failure comes from the ego's desire to survive and not do what the soul purpose is. Ooh, I like that. What do you think about that? Does that feel good to you? Yes or no on that one? Yes or no? Yes or no on that one? Does it feel, failure a lot of times is based on the ego and doing things not from the soul. Because if you're doing it from the soul, your life purpose, and why you're here, you will be successful and you won't fail. But if you're listening to your ego that says, oh, you got to do this, you got to get a job. You know, just do this because it's money, right? Don't our parents tell us that? Just do this, right? Follow Mark. You know, do this because you'll make a lot of money. And I've known a lot of people, a lot of friends and acquaintances who were, let's say, even lawyers. And I have a couple examples of that, but I won't get into the details. But they didn't like it. It wasn't following their soul. They wanted to do something else. Now, one gentleman was a lawyer and got into buying and selling and owning art, becoming an art collector. Now, he could use his legal practice and, you know, his ability with contracts and all that stuff not to be taken advantage of. But his soul was into buying and selling art or collecting art. Now, but that's what he loved, because he loved art. And I knew a lawyer. I was just picking on lawyers. But I knew doctors that did the same thing. That they were a doctor because their family wanted them to be a doctor. And they went, oh, I don't want to be a doctor. You know, like a lady that lived too far from me, was family pushed her in to be a doctor. But she was really into management. She helped run restaurants for her brother. And that's what she loved to do, was organize and run restaurants and not be a doctor. So you have to follow your soul, what feels good to you occupation-wise. And that's the ego saying you need to survive. And you, that survival belief system, generally it will come from parents or siblings or even in school sometimes. You know, sometimes they give you tests, and this is what you're supposed to be doing with your life. And you go, nah, that's not what I want to do. Nah, I don't want to be an accountant. Yeah, I studied accounting. And I went into bookkeeping for a while, but it wasn't really in my soul. I mean, it's a good experience. I learned a lot, and learned a lot about it, budgeting and all that fun stuff and management. It helps. But then after you've kind of gone through that whole process of whatever it is, yeah, you need to follow your soul, basically. Okay, learn from others. I love this. Okay, learn from others who overcame poverty, lack, and failure. We are never alone. There isn't. We're people who struggle like you to overcome a poor start or challenges. Work on what you can control in your life for increased wealth, joy, and happiness. Now, I won't kind of specifically say any particular person, but there are certain authors I like to read about inspiring stories. The people who started with zip and who built their lives and became successful. And they followed their souls. And they're doing good things for themselves. But I think one of the keys in all that is you do it because you love it. And the money, you're generous with your money. You help other people. Okay, well, I'm supposed to go to the next page and we'll go. Come on. Create an action plan. Create an action plan. Don't all your goals. At least hit some. With small goes like paying off credit cards. Oh. Or debt, or yeah, just chunk it down, as Tony Robbins would say. You know, like Tony, chunk it down. Make an action plan. And we go back to what I originally said in the show earlier about how to get this going is because you want your soul or the universe to show you the next step. So if you want to put an action plan together, you do the 72-hour things or the 24-hour things or whatever you want to, whatever time frame you want, and just ask you the universe or your soul to, within 24 hours, give me the next step on my action plan. Show me the next step. Somehow through synchronicity, somehow, some way, show me the next step on my action plan. You don't have to put the whole thing together all at once. And building the huge list of things to do, the big giant to-do list to be successful, it'll frustrate you. Don't you believe that? I believe that. How's that feel? If you get the huge giant list of things to do and you look at that giant list, it's like the to-do list. I got to do this today and this today and this and this. You go, eh, I don't want to start any of this stuff. It just sounds like it's overwhelming. So chunk it down. Make it little bits and pieces, you know. You eat a meal one bite at a time. You don't just kind of shovel it all in at once, right? That doesn't feel good. So your action plan is one step at a time. And you ask your soul, what's my next step on my action plan? And that's where trust comes into play. You have to trust that there's a universal plan for yourself, that you have a plan, that you have a goal, that you have a direction, that you have something that you need to accomplish in your life. You may not have all the details of what that is at this point in your life, but you know that there's a plan. You didn't come here planless into a lifetime. You came here with a sense of purpose and direction. I don't care what age you are, if you're 20 or 90, you still have a plan. Your soul has a plan for you. And so you need to follow that plan, and you need to go with that plan. And you need to be shown that plan one step at a time. Right? One step at a time. Now, you can create some action items, of course. I'm not saying don't have goals and don't have lists. But don't let it overwhelm you with what that list is. Or you could say, okay, I'm putting my list together, soul. Slowly show me the items. And then I need to prioritize that list. You might want to be doing action number 4 on the list before you do action number 1. And your soul's saying, no, this is number 1. You got to do this first. And you're going, no, I'm going to do number 4. So you have to listen. You have to pay attention. You keep asking, okay, what's the next step? What's the next step on my list? How can I rearrange the list to be more effective? And that's trusting the soul, the higher self, God, the universe, source energy, that will help you to put your list together in a way that's most effective for you individually. That makes sense? I'm rattling on, but perhaps, you know, I kind of semi-channel as I'm doing this, so that's what I'm kind of sensing, is that we have to kind of put our plan together, but organize it in a way that our soul sees the best way to do it, and it'd be most effective and get us to the highest result that we want, right? Okay. Okay, get back. Okay, so I did action plan. So I like this article that ties in a lot to it. Oh, the article's over. So get an action plan, but help your soul to identify your action plan, and I'll leave that article alone. What was I going to do next? Oh, I was going to do an Abraham quote, and it was kind of related to this. So let me do that real quick. Abraham, if you're familiar with Abraham, the Abraham Hicks Publications, The Secret, Law of Attraction, Esther Hicks presents Abraham as a group of non-physical entities and has been channeling Abraham, even though she doesn't like the word channeling, for the last 30 years, roughly 30 years now. I think it was about 1985 when she started it. So her and Jerry together. So this has been a long road of presenting really some great material. So this is from the workshop on the Money and the Law of Attraction from August 31st, 2008. And you do not have to have money to attract money. Isn't that a cool idea? You don't have to have money to attract money. But you cannot feel poor and attract money. The key is you have to find ways of improving the way you feel from right where you stand before things can begin to change. So it is about attitude. It's about thought pattern, right? By softening your attention to the things that are going wrong and by beginning to tell stories that lean more in the direction of what you want instead of the direction that you have not, if you have got, your vibration will shift. Your point of attraction will shift. And you will get different results. So you can't go from poor, mental poor, thinking poor, I'm poor, oh, I'm broke, I'm this, I'm that, to rich. But you can't jump from saying I'm broke to I'm rich, because you're somewhere inside of you is going to go, no, you're not. And you're not there yet. But you could step it. And what she's basically saying, you can start saying or creating a positive story. Tell stories that lean you in that direction. You may be broke, but you could say that, you know, I know opportunities will come to me, and I really feel that opportunities will come to me to earn a little bit more money. I know an action plan will come together so that I can get to this from this place to a better place. My goal is to have money or to be wealthy or whatever it is, but I know it's a step process, and I know my soul will show me the next step in this process of going from broke to rich. And it's a process, because you can say, I feel rich, and you go, nah, no, I don't. And there's ways and little techniques, but think about just what is your soul showing you that will lead you in that direction towards wealthy or whatever. You know, rich is not necessarily the outcome, right? Rich is not necessarily the outcome, but it's feeling comfortable, being able to travel, doing whatever it is to be more generous with your money, to help other people. You might be just the sieve of money. You know, it comes right through you and goes out and you help other people. You may not have a lot of material things yourself. Maybe it's not important to you, but you want to attract money into your life because you really want to help other people. You want to give to, you want to help children, you want to help the homeless, you want to help certain things that you really believe in. So it's not necessarily about being rich. It's about, I want opportunities to do certain things in my life, and the money gives me those opportunities. So, okay, I'm kind of rattling on and on today, aren't I, about this whole thing, about listening to your soul, trusting your soul, learning to trust, and I would like to help you individually do this. You know, that I talk about, I would love to help you to get to that place of trusting your soul. And through, you know, I learned this through hypnotherapy and metaphysical studies and a process of learning to do this and working together with people so that they can really trust. And then they're basically channeling their own soul, like my friend does with the red and green lights in her head. You know, so overcoming those fears, identifying those fears, and switching them, and learning that ideomotor response, if you don't have one, to being able to say, this is what my soul wants me to do. And looking at the belief systems that aren't working for you. Okay, I got a couple of minutes left, and any questions in the chat room? Any thoughts? Anything? Any green lights or red lights going on here? I don't know. It's kind of cool. I like that. I should use that. But a lot of people can't visualize. They don't see, but they can feel. So feelings work really well in this process of the ideomotor response of feeling something in your body, whether it be your chakras, your fingers, your big toe, you know, pressure in the ears, whatever it is, blinking of the eyes. Yes, yes, right. I can't blink both eyes. Can you blink both eyes? I can't. I can blink my left eye, but I have a heck of a time blinking my right eye. I just can't. I can blink them both together. I know this is a strange comment, but so. Does anybody blink each eye, you know, independently of the other, like blinking the right eye and the left eye? Okay, I have a minute and a half, and I have a question. I'm just kind of filling time because of the question or thought from the chat room. And then I will be back tomorrow. We'll do something about the soul tomorrow. And if you want to contact me individually to work on this, you can contact me through my Blog Talk Radio page. You can join me on Facebook, and my website's listed there too. You can email me if you're so inclined to do that. Okay, you know, I only have 30 seconds here. And you know what I would say? Yes. Okay, I'm going to give you an answer, and you have to respond back to me how your body feels, your yes or no from your body. If I say, will it win the lawsuit, and I get a yes, you have to feed back to me now, how does that feel, yes or no, to you? Or is it a maybe? If it doesn't feel right, and you get your body says, no, he's crazy. So how does that feel to you, though? You have to answer back to me. That's how it works. Okay, so you're not going to. But think about it. If that feels right to you, if your body, your soul bounces back to you, yeah, he's right. That's it. That's cool. I got it. That's going to work. Then we're connecting, or you're connecting. Okay, so if it feels good, then that's an answer you can probably feel that your soul is agreeing with that. Your soul's not disagreeing. And I would suggest that with all people, with any psychics. I got to go. It's been fun. I'll be back tomorrow. We'll do more of it. Okay?